Wrapping up at the 85th National FFA Convention is the National Officer Elections. And the 2012-2013 Southern Region Vice President is Mr. Wiley Bailey. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. I am overwhelmed right now, overjoyed, and I'm having a great time so far.
Well, you seem to have this sense of calm about you. I'm pretty impressed because I don't know if I could sit that still right now.
Well, I'll have to contribute that to the good Lord above. He gives me a peace and a calm that passes all understanding, and that's what I've had to hold on to throughout this whole process and will continue to hold on through throughout this year.
Now, you mentioned the process, and I know that going through the National Officer Candidate Committee and going through all of the interviews and things of that nature is a very long, trying process. Can you describe a little bit of the emotions and what you've gone through this past week here at National FFA Convention?
Yeah, I can honestly say you feel just about every emotion possible throughout this week. One officer told me the best, it's kind of like you're just waiting to hurry up. You're waiting and you're stressed and you're nervous and then you're excited and then you're sad and then you're angry at yourself sometimes because you don't feel like you did as well as you could have. But overall, it's a very growing week. You truly learn more about yourself than a lot of people learn in a lifetime.
Now, you mentioned attributing some of this to the good Lord above, but also I understand that you have a very special relationship with your ag advisor.
Well, I'll tell you, my dad was my ag advisor. He's a great man, a good leader, an incredible role model, a good Christian man, and throughout my whole FFA career, he's been right there beside me, encouraging me, helping me, teaching me, leading by example, and I can honestly say that I wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for my ag teacher.
And go ahead and introduce the rest of your family. I know you want to give your dad a lot of the credit, but I'm sure there's some other people as well.
I have a beautiful mother named Jill Bailey. She is probably the hardest working individual that I've ever met. I have a twin brother, Cliff Bailey. He's my best friend, and I love him a lot. I have an older brother named James Paul. He's a first-year ag teacher, making a difference in my home county. He just married a beautiful woman as well, Emily Bailey now. So I have a great family, a really good support group.
So you definitely did not make it through this alone, and that's really great for you to be able to attribute that back. And now that I know your family is very involved, your SAE, I believe they're very involved in as well. So if you could just briefly describe the scope of what your SAE included.
You know, I've had a grew up on a small cattle farm, but my dad was kind of an entrepreneur, or at least he thought he was, and we would try a lot of different things. So I've been involved with goats and sheep and hogs and llamas. But the coolest thing about my SAE was that I started about 3 years ago was our family started growing a large amount of okra every summer, and my brothers and I took over that, and we kind of look at that as our summer job, and it is one job, I'm telling you.
So do you enjoy eating okra?
You better believe it. And there's nothing like picking okra in the field and then bringing it home and letting your mama fry it on the skillet and then cooking it for supper. Okra sure is good. And I'll put a plug in. If you're in the northeast Alabama area and you want some good okra, you go to Bailey Farms. They'll hook you up.
A shameless plug, no doubt. And this next year, you will be traveling all over the United States, overseas for an excursion as well. What message would you like to carry with yourself to share with not only the members, but the rest of the world?
You know, I love to go back to our FFA mission statement, and though it may be cliche, our mission says that we make a positive difference in the lives of students. And I believe that there's so much hurt, there's so much false hope, there's so much confusion, anger in our world. And there's a need for a positive difference. And with the light that's within me, with my compassion for people and my motivation to truly help people, I'm going to go out and make a positive difference every day and throughout the year and throughout the rest of my life.
And I can just tell that you have the passion and you will make that positive difference. And when that green hand or first-year FFA member walks up to you, what one piece of advice would you give them?
Stick with it. The FFA is a journey. It can provide you the best relationships you've ever had, the coolest experiences that you've ever experienced. It's truly unique and amazing all at the same time. And if I could give one piece of advice to a first-year FFA member, that would be to stick with it, continue in it, grow like our convention theme, and they'll do amazing things, I'm sure.
And you mentioned that the theme is grow this year here at convention. How have you grown as an individual up to now, and how do you plan to continue to grow throughout this next year of service?
You know, you hear a lot of national officer candidates say that when you're, our national officers say when you're running, you need to find yourself and really develop yourself. And that is so true. Throughout these last 6 months, I've really grown by really tapping into to who I am through different ways. But throughout my life, I've seen how I've grown as a leader, and that I can contribute that to the Lord and to my family and my ag teacher. And throughout this next year, it'll be the same. But I'll be looking for that in different people, through members, through other ag teachers. We can grow by others, and that's what I'll do this year.
Well, again, congratulations, Wiley.
Thank you so much.
That was your 2012-2013 National FFA Southern Region Vice President Wiley Bailey from the Alabama FFA Association.